Okay, just in case you weren't ready, I'm
Okay.
sorry.
No. All good. Ready? Okay. Calling the Raptor J ISD March 4th meeting to order. The record show all members are present. First item of business is to approve the minutes from February 18th meeting.
I do have a couple of things.
Okay.
There was a person on Zoom meeting. I ordered me now.
Yes, thank you.
That's how I.
Yes, Susan. Yeah, Susan, and it was for executive for Valerie Eric. Eric.
Yes.
Anyway, so I need to have that. And a question. Actually, additional comment under the action items and under number B, the budget revisions. I would just like to add something at the end of the second sentence. So total expenditures are up 13% overall from the original budget, primarily due to new outsourcing requirements. Okay, in section 8 under Clearwater's operations, D, the totalizer, there's two sentences that kind of conflict each other. Towards the end of it, the analysis says it is included in next year's budget. And then two sentences later, it says that it will get conducting the cost and obtain a rough quote to determine which budget to put it in. So my recollection was that we were going to include it in next year's budget. It's not already included, but it's going to be.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we just want to get those questions. Okay. That's all I had. Otherwise, I'm good.
All right. I have a motion to approve the minutes with the changes as presented.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Any public comment on the minutes? Any further board discussion? None. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Next item is any changes or to tonight's agenda.
Some additions. The review of the SPSC.
Mm-hmm. That other discussion, we can move it.
The FOIA request for SCADA system.
I'm sorry, the what?
FOIA, the Freedom of Information.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And then, do you want to add it as an agenda item or as a public comment, just addressing lot 205,
yep,
the accessory structure?
Sure. That's good for discussion. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dive into the budget review.
Sure. I wasn't expecting guests, so I did not have these copies. but the information, there's a couple of them we can share. This is the menu budget that we discussed a couple weeks ago. I'm just going to hit on some of the highlights of the changes that we're looking at. Most of the changes are being driven because of the outsourcing requirements with the change in personnel here. So in professional services, we're looking at some additional accounting, about $3,500. In road and pathway maintenance, we've had to add the third-party salt plowing. We did put in, we have a minimum of $50,000. We did put an extra $10,000 for possible overruns, right. Although right now, who knows what March is going to look like, but that may give us a little buffer, which is good. The sewer system, there was a combination of different things, but the hydrant work that we originally had planned for was being moved, and there's also additional work done, and then the TV inspection. ended up coming in less than what we were projecting. So there's some pluses and minuses there. And then in actually the hydrants were in the water systems. Those were postponed till 26-27. So we actually are showing a decrease there. So the net, then there's also a couple of the capital expenditures we had to make that were not planned. The number one and number three lift station pumps had to be, we did an emergency approval on those to have those available because there was concern about the failure of the existing ones. But our SCADA system came in 20,000 less than we were projecting. So there's some offsets there. So overall, we're looking at about a almost $73,000 increase in our expenditures.
Yeah.
And beyond that, everything else seems to be tracking. Any questions?
Thank you for all the work you've done on amending this budget. And we went through so many details.
I mean, we really dug into a lot of the details on it, definitely. Mm-hmm. Really trying to understand Clearwater's cost. That was probably the biggest thing was the water. There was a lot of things that came up that we weren't aware of at the beginning of the year. Hopefully they will have a little bit more foresight for this next year's budget.
General water operator costs.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. I mean, the big dollar difference is the snow plumbing.
Okay. Unless we can approve it now if we want.
It's up to you.
Everyone's just going to do that.
Okay.
So can I get a motion to approve the FY25-26 amended budget as presented?
Yes, so moved.
Second.
Yeah. Any public comment on the amended budget? No. Wasn't public comment. Any other further board discussion on the proposed motion? Thanks again.
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. We have to publish this now.
It gets published and I also have to submit it to the state.
Okay.
So that'll be done the next week. It's the same information that's been available since the last week. But they had a request for it. Now we'll just put it on the website.
Okay, cool. Let me dive into the sort of the remaining items. South Park Service Center contract. So Paul got a response from John Wiley. Very exciting. So all they were asking for was an increase in the maximum daily usage from 75,000 to 80,000 gallons. I'm fine with that. Cool about that.
Yeah.
So I would propose that we make that change and basically approve that contract. I think the first thing we should do is just have Paul make change, have him send it to
make sure
them. Mm-hmm. They sign it, they send it back to us, and we'll approve it and sign it.
Yeah,
so it's one action, so we don't have to actually approve that tonight, other than just to say we're okay with the change in that.
Yes,
okay. I'm so excited about
that. That's the last one,
last one.
Yeah, there were four of them.
There was maybe a fifth in there, like that came up with.
The four rent. Four rent. It's been years, many years.
I still think we have one thing to take care of with Adams Canyon because they're still going back and forth with the county out there.
Mm-hmm.
The exhibit.
Yeah.
Okay. The SCADA system FOIA request.
Mm-hmm. Lucy printed one email. Maybe, right?
I think I have one in there for all of you.
Okay.
Why not?
No, you probably do. Request from the. Yeah.
Okay. Public records request to Rep. Jamie ISD for commercial purposes.
Oh,
would a representative please provide information related to the solicitation below? It's basically the award process, the vendor that we selected, the contract amount, the award date, start date, end date, etc. And then they would ask for the contract terms and contract document. I get these occasionally at the county. There are these companies that it's just they're what's called public purchase, and they just track or like government and public contracts across the country. I don't know why, but they do. So yeah, I think we can respond to this, provide that information, and it's all public.
I just wanted to make sure it's kind of in the record that you're providing the information. And either Lisa or I could do that.
Okay. So. How about we just to record this publicly, let's get a motion to direct staff to provide the information requested by Deltac for regarding the SCADA system in a timely manner.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. There's a time frame we have to respond in, correct? Mm-hmm. Just need to make sure we're aware of that.
Yeah. Oh, two lefties. Three lefties.
All right.
Four lefties.
That's a lot for this room.
Do we outnumber you guys yet? Never happens.
You know, I think the Latin for left, that's like sinister. Yeah.
Okay.
So, highly suspicious.
So, Lisa, did you catch that? We were responding that we were going to, the motion was to direct staff to provide Deltac. You requested information related to the SCADA system in a timely manner.
Okay.
So, is that all stuff that you can compile?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yes.
And I think we just have to 30 days to like officially respond to their request.
Okay.
Okay. So you made the motion, you seconded.
Okay. Oh, I ran it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I seconded.
Okay, you seconded.
Yep, right.
So the motion on the table is to direct staff to provide Deltac information related to the SCADA system in a timely manner. Any public comment on that?
Yeah, so the SCADA system is like a software system that oversees the sewer and water machinery.
The water system.
And some of the sewer, the lift station.
Okay, it oversees the machinery.
Okay. Any more about that? Hearing none. No more board discussion?
Nope.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Okay. Next item is the ARU water line. This would be for lot 205. And had some correspondence with Dave Klinger and Kurt Stout in the last 48 hours or so. And a key piece of information was shared with us that the connection is actually going, it's going to be made to the existing line inside the house. So I guess it's called upstream of the meter, downstream of the meter.
So it's not a new connection.
So it's not technically a new connection or a new service line. It's just sort of tapping into their existing service line, but it will be metered. So
separately?
No, I mean, it's just
it's through their existing
meter.
Side of the meter, right?
So Kurt's, when I talked to Kurt today, his recommendation was that we do not need to ask for a new connection permit. In fact, we probably can't because it's not technically a new connection. And he didn't even think he needed to really inspect that. What he recommended was that, Randy, you go out when they make that connection and just ensure that it is actually downstream of the meter.
Yep.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, talking with Dave, I'm very comfortable that Kate is what he's doing in terms of installation. So not at all worried about that. But Kurt said he would be, he'd be happy to come over and look at it if we did one and two, but he didn't feel it was necessary because it's,
yeah,
it's not really impacting ISD infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys have any?
Yeah, I do. I just have some comments on that. And it's more just, I think, looking at our water and sewer rules and regulations,
yeah,
the way we are currently defined, I'm not saying it's the way that we should be defined, but the way we're currently defined is that there is not more than one connection to the water sewer mains that should be allowed under each permit. And then a permit should be limited to one unit or building. So there's, it says a new permit shall be required for any increase in use or change in use.
I did see that one.
The change, yeah.
Well, the increase in use.
Yeah.
And that was the one I was like, not, I just, it seemed like it could apply here, but I wasn't 100% sure if it did. So
just in my experience, kind of the general rule, and I'm not saying that this is what we need to do here because everything's underway. I'm just trying to provide some more information, is that there are two ways to connect an accessory unit. It would be through, you know, the main line, I mean, the primary service line that would come from the main that already goes to the primary residence, which is what's happening here. Or the unit has its own connection to the main lines. And I've always been taught that that's the preferred and the best practice way.
Mm-hmm.
Teton Village requires that for any of their accessory units. So it's not out of the realm to be considering a direct connection to the sewer line or water line for a unit that is a second unit on the same property as a residential dwelling unit.
Okay.
So what I'm guessing here, I'm trying to understand how our rules are set up, and like essentially right now we're, in my opinion, we're kind of going against what is required under our rules and regulations.
Yeah.
But you know, this, and we should have a permit for just at least to track, even for just making sure we have information on where, right, you know, if we get more of these accessory units approved.
Yeah.
Because in the bigger picture, it is going to be a larger demand on our systems.
Mm-hmm.
And this is more of a proactive way to track that versus reactive once we get meter readings and we're like, oh, mm-hmm, you know, we've got a larger demand based on these additional units. Whether or not we would have a ton of them, no one will know, but it's just, I think it's just best practice and maybe to set a precedence that we do at least have record of these, and that would happen with the design committee approving them. But if we're to keep the language here, and I mean, we could certainly ask Paul on this, and this would just be more internal, right, because this is already going, you know, and it's already on a track. You know, we could create, like, draft up a variance so we are still in line with our current rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at amending our rules based on current.
To make them a little more clear, mm-hmm, as far as mm-hmm ARUs or
mm-hmm, yeah,
what we mean by increase in use versus.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, because technically, if we're doing it this way, where we're just connecting to an existing line, it would be more of a capacity
mm-hmm
fee or a capacity permit, or I mean, like, it would be something so we know what we've got,
yeah,
as a demand, because technically they're asking for, anybody that submits these is asking for more water from our,
right,
wells and from our system.
Right.
So we should be aware of that and be, I guess we just need to make sure that we're able to provide that demand.
Right.
So
if everyone in Raptor J were to max out their
mm-hmm
buildable area and square footage, can we position to meet that demand?
Right.
Right now, I don't know.
Right.
It all just depends on how many bathrooms you have. And
yeah.
How many people you have over there. But
but I would also, with been thinking about this since some of the conversations the last mm-hmm. couple of days, and it's like there's a lot of different things that increase the demand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a second building. I've got three neighbors who have done additions
mm-hmm.
and added bathrooms. That
we
adds,
did, yeah.
Sprinkler systems increase demand.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of things out there with it. I do think it's worth that our rules are 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
There's other sections we know we've got issues with.
Right.
A good project we need to do, I think, is to refresh them.
Yeah.
Look at them as kind of what's going on today, what do we see going forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then in addition to that, you know, when we get into the rate analysis thing, we can establish more appropriate fees for what we're doing and what is happening in our subdivision. And that would go hand in hand with, we don't really have a fee right now that addresses what's happening on this lot.
Right.
So I don't feel that we can assess the
right,
fee.
Right. Yeah.
But if we had a capacity fee, which is common practice, especially with this kind of thing, then that would be established in our rate schedule and we could charge for it. But, and we also don't have permit review fees. So
right. Is a capacity fee, is that something that the rate analysis would look at?
Yep, they can help establish that for us. Yeah, it's like a demand fee.
It's also an advantage to the owners, probably from what you gathered. So both residences are tied into, like, now the sewer went down, so no one has sewer, or you walk, the water went, anyhow. I'm dealing with this right now with some property we own in town,
okay.
The sewer thing. I wish it was two lines. They're connected, and the properties have been divided.
Yeah,
I mean, this wouldn't happen here.
Right. No. That's
but there, I think, per what you mentioned, that's probably a better way to do it. And they're going to use so much anyhow, and it's going to be metered and they pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, it did happen here.
Oh, the property that split
over here.
Oh,
really?
Because the water line going over to, I don't know what it is now, but the property beyond the dentist,
mm-hmm.
they came through a single water line.
Okay.
And the dentist wanted to split it and get it off, get the line off her property.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so,
doing it later is a nightmare.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So just, I mean, a thought I might have would be to just run it by Paul and just see if,
right,
you know, are we in alignment with what is in our rules and regulations right now? And if we aren't
mm-hmm.
with this allowance here on lot 205, then maybe we draft up a variance. So it's just on record. And I think that's just so important, knowing that we all know that there's sometimes a lack of records in our history with this. And then we would at least know that, okay, this was the first one we interacted with.
And it was permitted.
It was
at least went through a permitting process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Generally speaking, when we have questions like that, I think it's a good idea to run through Paul.
Oh, absolutely. And see what he says. Yeah, and then everyone ask.
Yeah,
Mark, if you have any other questions or comments or
no, and I apologize if we skipped a few steps along the way. Didn't realize that. I guess we thought after we were approved by the design and review committee that we were good to go. So I apologize for that, but I think we're on the same page now. And you're right; like there is some kind of gray area here.
Mm-hmm.
It probably needs to get worked out at some point.
Okay.
But and I did talk with Kurt.
Yes.
And I sent him some pictures and
yeah.
he seems real confident and kind of what we're doing. Trying to do anything wrong.
No.
Yeah, no,
understand. And Randy, right now we have our water line. It's stubbed into our existing crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hooked up yet and probably won't be for quite some time.
Okay.
And so once our plumber does connect it, I'll let you know.
Can we call it on?
And you can come take a look at it.
Okay.
So.
What is going into the ARU?
I'm sorry?
What is in the ARU? Is it an office? Or
oh, sorry, no. So there's a bedroom, okay. bathroom, great room, and as much of a kitchen as we're allowed to have.
Okay.
No stove. There's a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Like a microwave.
Okay.
We just our house is pretty small, and he's getting bigger.
Yeah.
we just need a little more space for all of us.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, pretty exciting. And this has been in the works for 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
Kind of getting the approval was the hard part, but no, we're excited. So
cool.
And I apologize if we.
No, we probably need a better system of communication between the design review committee and the ISD, because this, you know, we don't review plans as a rule, and so I don't know if it's their responsibility to like forward a new water service request to us or what, or they just usually go through staff to do that. But a lot of the time we don't typically see these things. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be a suggestion just so we have better communication between us. And then also the good thing is they do have the water and the sewer permit in the back of their packet.
Yeah.
So that's helpful.
Right.
And that permit, those two permits are in two different places on the website. So.
Yeah.
And I'll just say quick, the HOA has asked that we include the design committee minutes in their meeting, so we can do the same with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then that makes sense that everybody's on the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing things that are happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure I do that.
Okay. All right.
Was that it for us? Can we get out of your hair?
You get out of our hair. or you stay. So what we'll do is we'll email Paul DeMores, the ISD attorney, and just get his take on the existing language in there. And then if there's any change or recommendation from him that would change things for you, we'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for your time. Do you want me to leave this stuff, Lisa?
You can take it. You want it right
now? No, I don't need it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Huskers.
Yeah, go
ahead. Any other business you guys want to discuss? All right, remaining public comment. Gentlemen, anything?
Some people mentioned that there were this position open on the service district. That's a right possibility. And unless you've got someone lined up and want to do it, I thought I'd, you know, see if my neighbors would write my name in it.
Our current plan, because I was thinking of not running, and then I didn't recruit ahead of time someone to run, and then I forgot to put my name in over Christmas. So
you need to put your name in.
So but where we are is I can't at this point officially get my name on the ballot.
Right, you'd have to be written in.
I didn't want to leave these guys in a lurch.
Yeah,
so
I didn't realize that.
I was gonna do something similar, reach out to all my friends and ask them to write me in.
Yeah.
Just so
for the 4-year one?
For the 4-year one.
So is there still a 2-year one that you need help with? Or want or not?
You can write in on that line that's under my name.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm the one that was appointed a year ago. But yes, there's a write-in option.
But you want to stay. So you guys don't need anything else. Yeah.
Not right now.
Okay. Well, that clarifies.
But, just what we're strategically a very random write-in candidate could get 5 votes and win a seat on here. And
I'll vote for you.
We're a little worried about
that's why people contacted me. And I think they understood your situation. Because that was never mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, that's the type of thing we could publish. So
right.
Yeah.
So I was just gonna do an outreach to my friends.
Yeah.
And
well, it sounds like you're all set.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I will happily take your write-in vote if you want to take your friends.
We'll get it.
Okay. But no.
Well, that's good to know, because
No, I kind of
people would want you there that I'm not sure know that.
Whoops on the
the
registration part.
We got a little bit going on, so.
All
Well, that answers my question, so I'm going to take off.
But thank you for rehearsal. No, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Offering the step up.
Yeah.
All right. See you. All right. Any other?
Nope.
No. Nope. Set another meeting date. It's what else do we need to do here?
Okay.
It'll be post-election.
Right. Budgets are going to be definitely a discussion. As I mentioned before, my intention is to catch up with individuals, mainly Janice and Randy, ahead of time, and Lisa to a point, to put something together a little bit different than how we did the last couple of years, because last year didn't work all that well.
Okay.
We have to have submit a budget by June 1st, but there's obviously needs a lot of stuff that has to get talked about before. So I would say something about a month from now, maybe middle of April would be good.
Okay.
And by then it might have some preliminary things to talk about at least.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I am out on the 14th, 26th
of April.
That would be great.
And
there's something similar.
Yeah. So, I mean,
of April. Okay. So then before the 14th.
Yes.
I mean, if we go the week of the 7th or 8th, that's a month from now anyway.
Yeah. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Or even, I mean, does anyone do Thursdays, like the 9th? Okay. Especially a bit more.
Yep. 6 o'clock.
The 9th?
Yeah.
I have one question that is an agenda item. The scan system with the final payment to CSCS. How do you do that?
So that I can double check.
Double check.
Yeah.
We'll get the check written, but I don't want to mail it to someone who says, yeah, everything's working the way it needs to be.
Okay.
Do we, it's not really like, this is that weird professional services contracting thing.
Mm-hmm.
For contracting projects, we usually have to do a 40-day notice. Like you publish application for final payment, because that makes sure that any subcontractors are paid. I don't
know what our rules say.
I don't think that that's going to apply in this case.
I don't remember reading that in the rules, but I will double check it.
Okay.
So in the meantime, we could check with Clearwater to make sure it's operating the way we want it to. And I'll check the rules to see what it says.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good.
Randy, have you been working with the SCADA system at all?
Not much. I haven't seen Ben much. He did show it to me after they had it in and went through and kind of showed me what it does a little bit. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Definitely real time. You can see everything in real time.
Cool.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He might even be able to do it from wherever.
Because
he can look at all that from home, so he might even go and do that here.
Like on Zoom or something.
To get on the computer and look at
it. I could definitely use a tour of facilities.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah, that would be a fun field trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Yes. Yes.
Very good. I told you it was a new quiz.
Yeah.
These would have been. They go. Yeah. If this is all we're going to talk about, that's it.
Yeah.
We can adjourn.
Yes.
Yeah. What should we adjourn?
That's so moved. Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Janice,
yes.
You had said you were traveling late March also.
Uh-huh.
Or at least not available. I'm back in town on the 23rd. The 20th.
Second. Yeah, I leave the 20th. I'm just going over a long weekend. So
okay.